Trakai Centre of Regional Traditional Crafts. Trakai Centre of Regional Traditional Crafts introduces visitors to the colourful cultural heritage and provides an excellent opportunity for anyone to choose and learn one of the many available crafts. The history of Trakai region is characterised by its impressive landscape and the diversity of people of various nationalities who've been living peacefully together for many centuries. Since the times of the Grand Duke of Lithuania, Vytautas, in the 14th and 15th centuries, people of many nationalities, Karaites, Georgians, Tatars, and others, moved to Trakai following the Duke's invitation. As a result, a variety of traditional houses of prayer for every minority appeared there. The town blossomed in new cultural traditions, customs, and useful crafts emerging together with the Tatar Mosque, the Karaite Kanessa, Orthodox churches, Ukrainian Greek, Catholic, and Catholic churches. In 2015, the Culture and Crafts Association of Trakai started new activities in the Trakai Centre of Regional Traditional Crafts in order to foster the importance of the colourful national cultural heritage. Its main objective is to preserve the cultural heritage of different nations, including traditions and holiday customs, recipes, and other crafts. The centre aims at ensuring the continuity of traditional crafts and making them of interest to both Trakai residents and visitors to the town. During the summer season and at various celebrations, local craftsmen show their skills, including knitting, carving, producing leather products, and so on. It's important to emphasise the cultural heritage of all nations that lived or still live in Trakai. Therefore, visitors will have a chance to take a closer look at the traditions and crafts of Lithuanians, Karaites, Georgians, and Tatars. One of the ways to ensure the continuity of traditional crafts is through educational programmes. These are practical classes, and their length varies between 1 and a few hours. They give participants an opportunity to learn or excel in a wide range of skills. These include bread or kibine baking, wool felting, shaping soap, producing straw decorations, creating various sorts of tea, or weaving bands or carpets. Trakai Centre of Regional Traditional Craft provides a wide range of services. It brings together craftsmen from Trakai District, provides consultancy about their crafts and craftsmanship certification, displays their creations by organising educational programmes, celebrations and fairs. A variety of handmade products can be purchased at the souvenir shop. A wide variety of crafts. Trakai Centre of Regional Traditional Craft offers more than 10 different educational programmes. Professional craftsmen will help participants enhance their skills in a variety of areas. Anyone can learn how to make wool felt or produce soap, woven bands or rugs. Participants can use artistic decorative creations made during classes and decorate their homes with hanging ornaments and toys made of straw, angels carved from wood, or plant-decorated wooden articles. For example, during the stone incantation class, one can learn more about the meaning of the signs and colours used by the bolts in ancient times, while the dream reading doll class participants explore the history of puppet making, traditions surrounding Lithuanian national costumes, and the secrets of the dream reading world. There's a charge for these educational programmes, and they're held in the Lithuanian, Russian, Polish, and English languages. Those who want to attend these classes have to register by phone or on the website. Each participant of the educational programme is provided with a certificate of a beginner craftsman. Cooking treasures. The list of traditional crafts of Trakai District would never be complete without the local cuisine heritage. Throughout the year, the centre offers a variety of culinary lessons to those who wish to learn more about the cooking traditions of the Dzukia region, of the Tatars, Karaites and Georgians. During these special classes, visitors will be given the opportunity to learn the secrets of making the Karaite kibins, or chamur dolma, a homemade dumpling soup. Also, you will find out more about famous dishes, including the Tatar chakchak, Georgian hachapuri, or kinkali. Guests will master cooking traditions of the Dzukia region by baking rye bread, the buckwheat cake, babka, homemade honey cakes, or ring-shaped rolls in an ancient oven. If you want to prepare celebratory meals in accordance with the ancient traditions, the Trakai Craft Centre organises special educational events before national holidays. In anticipation of Christmas Eve, visitors are invited to learn more about traditional dishes, customs and games associated with this holiday, and bake kuchuke, traditional Lithuanian pastries served on Christmas Eve. In preparation for Easter, you could attend a lesson on the art of Easter egg painting and learn more about the meaning of colours, symbols and other aspects of this craft. Before the shortest night of the year, which occurs on St John's Eve, the Tea Lab educational class will capture your senses with a variety of flowers and exclusive ancient tea-making recipes. Educational trips. Trakai Centre of Regional Traditional Crafts also organises a variety of walking, biking and boat trips. During the winter months, the centre invites everyone to take a walk on the frozen Lake Galva and to listen to the stories and legends told about the lake itself and its islands. Those wishing to learn one of the oldest crafts, which is beekeeping, should take the quiet forest path to the ethnographic village of Tilte in Zukia district. Led by a beekeeper, inquisitive participants will learn all about the bees and the way to make friends with them. The craft centre also organises bike trips to visit the manor of the Count Tiskavich family. Passing through the hills, gravel roads and meadows, three other estates can be reached, including the Trakai Voke, Lentveris and Ožutrakis estates. Children's summer camps. In summertime, the Trakai Centre of Regional Traditional Craft organises creative and lively children's camp programmes. Led by experienced and enthusiastic guides, children learn about the local area, engage in creative games, discussions, teamwork or individual activities. Small groups of up to 16 children provide new opportunities for communication and self-expression. Camp activities encourage children's creativity and independence, form national self-awareness, and strengthen ethnocultural values. The camp children are introduced to traditional crafts, their history, and the significance of fostering them. The goal is to provide children with an opportunity to acquire practical knowledge and develop skills essential in everyday life. Therefore, children are taught to carry out various tasks independently, from baking sweet desserts to making art or household items.